Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems, and we're about to kick off a new episode.
New episode.
Episode number 6, season 2. That's right, season 2. If you haven't checked out season 1, make sure you go do that on iTunes, Google Play, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
Perfect. Perfect plug right there.
What's up? How's everyone doing? I feel good. Let's talk about me for a second. I feel good, everyone. How do you feel there, B?
I'm good.
I feel great.
Excited we got a game coming
NBA
up.
NBA season started. Fantastic.
All four major NFL. Four teams. Everything.
Everything, man. Worlds, you know, baseball is still good, man.
Hey, we got our first win, too, of the season basketball
first
season.
First win of the season, thanks to my defense.
It's about time we start probably a couple weeks here until we start actually talking about some baseball.
Very true, man.
I don't even know if baseball is making a back on this pod, man.
October is the month for all guys. Let's put it that way. It's the month for all guys. Season, everything starts back to normal. You don't go out as much. Come home, watch some nice basketball games, some NFL games, you know, just...
Halloween at the end.
Get that nice sugar rush. I know you like that sugar rush.
Sugar rush. Nice costumes. Nice costumes, man.
Halloween, thirstiest day of the year, man. Thirstiest day of the year.
Oh, didn't you make that? Didn't you claim that before?
I stand by that
Halloween
claim.
Is not the thirstiest.
I stand
New
by
Year's
that.
New Year's is.
New Year's Eve.
I don't know,
everyone
man.
Wants all to smash costumes. Everyone wants to costumes. Smash a New Year's.
Yeah, but Halloween's pretty... Like, if you're at a certain party or
no,
something,
man.
It is, man.
You go to any of those major parties, like B's saying, man, everyone's dressed slutty.
Okay, the girls are dressed very slutty. The guys just want to dress very funny.
Dick in a box? Slutty.
Funny.
Funny and slutty.
There's so many people dressed up just funny characters. No, you never see a fucking slutty dude. That's just weird.
I don't know. Like,
that's actually a good point. As weird as that point is, that's a good point.
Okay. Let's take it
Thank
to
you.
Let's.
But
no,
at the
hell,
same
hold on.
Time,
let's take it to New Year's Eve. How many slutty dudes outfits are there on New Year's Eve? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be that.
that was the counterpoint to the Halloween argument.
You just got to dress good.
No, because you don't look like a joke. Because on Halloween, he's saying that everyone just wears like costumes and like. Funny shit or whatever, so you just people might think you're a joke, you know.
But it's appropriate. Eve, you're part of. That's what the whole festivity is about. You're dressing appropriately for the gathering.
That's a true good point.
Like if you go to a black tie event on New Year's Eve, you're going to wear a suit, right?
Exactly.
If you go to just a casual house party, you're not going to wear a suit.
No fucking hot girl is going to see someone dressed up as some dude dressed up as a dinosaur and wants to fuck him, man. Doesn't work that
Answer
way.
Answer that, Bill. Answer that right there.
It doesn't
they might,
work that
they,
way.
But they might see him dressed as
They're
like
not
a fireman,
go, wow.
right?
That
they might see him dressed as a fireman and
that
maybe
that dinosaur
want,
is pretty cute.
Cop,
oh, anything's possible.
Or a
we're
cop
not,
and
want
to get handcuffed, right?
Okay.
Well, so someone sees you in a suit that doesn't look good on you with a big coat or four buttons on it or some shit. They're okay. not going to want to smash you either.
Four buttons on there.
Nobody wears four buttons. You only pop one, man.
And no one's just going to wear... Anyone who's looking to smash is probably not going to wear a giant inflatable dinosaur costume.
That's what I'm getting at, man. guys just want to dress up to be funny. Girls just want to just
look
like
hoes. Yeah,
but
the thing is, why are they dressing up to be funny, though? That's the thing,
because
right?
that's the theme these days.
No, but is it to be funny so that it can attract... The girls who are looking slutty.
Could
there
be.
There you go. See, B's a smart dude,
If that's
dude,
what it
man.
Is, then Bell's point's right. Doesn't mean it's the winner in this context. I still think New Year's Eve is, but...
I just don't see the extreme. I find there's way more sexually exploitive costumes or clothing. I won't even say costumes. Clothing on... on Halloween than New Year's Eve.
Also, one thing is, New Year's Eve is more, I feel like there's a lot more couples going out or like people that are like together already or like it's more of a celebration. Whereas Halloween is like.
Single and ready to mingle.
Yeah, that too. So it's like.
Yeah, but New Year's.
There's a different level of thirst there.
What's
right?
what on New Year's? What is the underwear to no underwear ratio?
On New Year's?
Yeah.
Underwear to no underwear?
Yeah.
Do people still even wear underwear when they're going out? Look, Not from what I've seen in the clubs lately.
Yo, it's probably solo.
It's getting cold out. It's time. You just got to wear no drawers and sweatpants, man. That's all you got to rock these days.
It's getting cold out. You want to layer up?
No, man. It's time to let it breathe. Prodigy breathe. Now, okay, what's the solution here?
To what?
I think the fan. We got to get a fan campaign here, man.
I agree.
Yeah, we could put up a poll.
Let's vote here.
Let's put up a poll on IG.
What's the easiest? What is
easiest time to get easy people?
What's the best way to get? What time of the year is the best way to start smashing? Is that what the question is?
When is it more appropriate to wear? When is it more appropriate to wear rain boots? New Year's Eve, or
what do you mean?
Halloween, because of all the liquids that are flying around there, man.
That's disgusting, man.
Man, this guy. That's the second joke like that he's made. This.
You go to a fucking bathhouse or what?
Yeah.
It's gross, man.
On Halloween, bathhouses are half price, not New Year's Eve.
Bathhouse or is a haunted house. That'd be sick. But anyways, let's move on with what's going on here.
What's going on here is it is the day of legalization here in Canada. And you know what? I'm actually getting kind of annoyed by some of the stuff that I've been seeing lately. Posts on social media. Just everyone talking about weed. Everyone dressed in their flags. Everyone's just going so weed heavy right now. And I'm like, a lot of the people, I'm like, okay, I know that dude's a pothead. I know that guy smokes. That guy's done been smoking. Okay, she's high right now. I can tell her. But there's so many. And it's just like literally everybody. And it's starting to piss me off. Almost as badly as those stupid blanket-wearing freaks. But it's everyone putting on these posts being like, oh, it's weed day. Oh, it's so crazy. And I'm like, you're a kindergarten teacher. Like, half the time you're nowhere around alcohol, and now you want to talk about, like, it's weed day, and, like, now it's so crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know you're not going to go up and you're not smoking, so why are you acting like you are? Why are all these people jumping on the bandwagon?
Yeah, but how do you know that, though?
How do I know that?
Yeah, because man, there's a lot of people that, like, say a teacher. Teachers are normally smart people.
No,
normally smart people have done their research about stuff like that. And if you've done your research and you look at the facts, you know that substances like marijuana, for example, are clearly less than alcohol, for example. So the reason is people are looking at it like it's just some, like, cool thing, or like, you know, only the cool kids do it or something. But that's because it used to be illegal, man. So people that are kind of flocking to it now have the means of using something that they've already known is way safer, but they can't put a job or, you know, some kind of opportunity at risk because of that. So now it might be that it's kind of coming out, or B, they're just happy that, you know, there's another alternative to it.
Sure, but all of a sudden the happiness comes out, man. Like, I mean, like, these are other people too that you see around and whatever, where there's no cameras all the time, and you share your true opinion then. Like, do you think there's so many people not smoking because it was illegal? Like, how many new people do you think are going to start smoking because now it's legal?
The thing you do have to realize about that, though, is think about how in school, when you were a kid, you were told about marijuana or any other drug. It's always bad, right?
That's for sure. Basically the narrative, oh, for sure. Right? This is your brain on drugs.
Yeah,
the eggs frying and stuff
so
like that.
So the thing with that is like, anytime anyone talks about marijuana or like any drug or whatever, you don't seem smart when you talk about it. You can't say that that's not true. So if I'm like, if I come somewhere before it was legal, say 2 years ago, and I walk somewhere, I'm like, oh yeah, the main thing here is that marijuana should be legal. People are going to be like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? What are you talking about, man? Like, that's not what we're here to talk about. So it's like a lot of people who are talking about it now probably felt like they couldn't talk about it before, man. Because if you come into somewhere and you start talking like that, if you're a professional or you're in some kind of, you know, stable job or something, certain people are going to think that, you know, you're just stupid or crazy or something. So now that it's legal and people, the government's putting out the facts or they're regulating it, people feel like it's okay. So I think it's a mix of everything. You can't just be pissed that people are
Nah, man, it is overexcited. But the other thing I wonder about from what you said, because you had a lot of good points in there. Do you think that, like, now that it's legalized, that's taking off a lot of the stigma that existed before? Like, if you're a Sunday school teacher, can you be like, oh, yeah, no, I was smoking some marijuana last night, but now here
Not
we
yet.
Are, right? Like, I'm Not here teaching yet. Your kids now about Jesus or, I don't know, whatever.
And see, that's exactly my point right there is, like, going back to that, is, like, when you say that, marijuana, if she had a drink, it'd be like, oh, yeah, whatever. Everyone does that after a hard day of work. But that's how you're thinking about it, right? So your perception of it's just different.
No, you, like what you're saying. Like you do have – I do see what you're going with on this. And I do see what you're going with this as well, Bell. But, like, you, I think right now
– Weed filters on Facebook.
I think right now, in general, the law has always been like, okay, you know, it's illegal and all that, right? But mm-hmm. now it is. Your mindset is like, okay, well – You know, okay, I gotta switch it up here. I just haven't embraced what it is right now, and I think that's what it is. That's kind of like texting and driving. Everyone used to text and drive, all good. Now it's, you know, you can get fined and shit for it, right?
Big time now.
Big time.
They jacked it up.
Yeah.
Right?
So you get big time fines now. If you guys don't know, in Manitoba here, you get like a $700 fine plus suspension for 3 days plus 5 demerits. Right, the list goes on. Right, and. But back then, when you can text while you drive,
you could read. I saw a dude reading a newspaper while he was fucking driving. The other, like,
that's kind of weird about that, though. Just going off the topic of what we were talking about, in terms of texting and driving, or like eating and driving, like why is that so different?
Mm-hmm. Or just having coffee or something. You're being distracted.
Yeah, I guess coffee's kind of different, man. Because there's no like you can just be,
You don't even have to look while you're
eating.
You
know how many times I've like. Had stuff and just had it on my lap.
How many
just like
how many times
something?
Have you just not looked at what you ate and you just ate it?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wonder how. That's kind of weird though. That's what I hate sometimes is like sometimes something's so targeted with texting and driving is obviously fucking horrible.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's just like why?
Why?
Why can I
things?
Look over and then some girl's just doing her
putting
man,
on
I've
her
seen,
eyelashes
I've
or
seen,
some shit.
I've seen people doing their makeup like. Not even looking, it's blocking them, and they're doing it, and it's like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
And that might be what, distracted driving?
Exactly.
It's not $800 and 5 demerits, but yeah. Isn't it really the same thing?
I think that might be included. If you're distracted, like, something like that, I think their major thing is probably like texting, right? Yeah.
But what are the odds that you... pull out all the stops on someone doing makeup and driving versus texting.
I think they would.
They see that phone or something.
I think if they see somebody like, you know, putting makeup on while they're driving. Oh yeah, 100%. But the question is, if you have a self-driven car now, can you text? Because you're not driving the car; it's doing it for you.
That's kind of the issue. Is
can you put makeup on?
See, that's a tough question. But right? I know a lot of the self-driving cars, you have to, like, you have to, it has to see you. Like,
yeah,
like,
you do like, have to sit in the driver's seat.
You have to be in the driver's seat, plus, like, it tracks you, too.
Right.
So periodically, you have to touch the steering wheel, and then B, it watches your eyes as well. You can't just be looking down the whole time.
Oh, that's pretty intense. Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
That,
but I mean, you're not.
What you're saying is you could definitely 100% get away with it.
But I do see them saying, well, you're behind the wheel, right? So you're, you're operating the machine. You're
in the context of looking at how the law is. Yeah. And looking at it, it's like you're driving. You're on your phone.
Right.
You see, but that's what I'm saying about a lot of these people that are celebrating. Oh, look, this is legal now. So yeah, I'm all about this. Even though you wouldn't even touch it. I mean, probably didn't even just put your stupid sticker on and put your green filter on, or whatever. But these are the same people that if they legalize driving and texting, they'd also be on there where they're like. Car filters with them behind the wheel.
But you know what it is?
Phone,
I think sometimes they just want to belong in a group. Something that's just popular. Hey, I want to be part of that too. Even though you might not like it. Like, look what happens during fucking NBA finals. All of a sudden, there's two teams and everyone just supports one or the other, right? Even though you may not like that team, but you may hate the other team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
or people that just don't watch basketball will support it.
So, again, like, I think people just want to be accepted on what it is. You may not realize it, but that's just how society
or
is.
Or just like when things are easy, right? Like if it's, say, weed's legal. Everyone knows weed's legal. Like it's all of Canada knows, internationally everyone knows. It's like, oh shit, Canada did this. and you're in the know. It's a very easy thing. It's like weed's legal. It's, there's nothing really in depth to it unless you want to. Same with the NBA Finals. It's like NBA Finals, Super Bowl, two teams. You know, the person that's never watched a football game in their life will be, hey, I'm going to a Super Bowl party or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like you're talking about it because everyone else is, right? And but in the context of the marijuana thing, I think it's more so that people feel like they can talk about it because you are talking about something that was illegal versus legal, right? So
just the easiest bandwagon to jump on. They want to be in a group. I got a group.
I don't think that's. I don't think
that makes
the easiest,
no sense, man.
I don't think that's the easiest bandwagon, man. Being a Golden State Warrior fan is the easiest bandwagon, man. But let's look at the positives here, man. Like, so what do you think now? It's legal. What do you think of the positive that's going to happen? Do you think we're going to get more people coming in to visit Canada in general because of that? Do you think crime is going to go down? Do you think?
See, the crime one, I have a hard time seeing until prices start to level out.
So
in a perfect world, though.
In recent studies, like, for example, if you go to Denver and stuff like that, crime is at its all-time low because of this. Now, again, there's always other types of drugs people can sell, but it eliminates those millions of, you know, low-end dealers, right?
But what I hear from the initial reports was that, like, I mean, we're Canada, and especially in our province, we're a little bit smaller, and our supply wasn't anywhere near what it was in, like, Colorado. Like, they're prepared a little bit for it and actually had a good supply, and the pricing's a lot better. Ours is supposed to be super – way more than what you can get from the black market still.
Yeah, but it's just the regular –
isn't that to be expected, though?
It's the regular case of supply and demand, man.
Well, yeah.
They're always going to do that. There's so much, man. Like, you get it. If they're saying there's no – there's wherever we're limited supply, get the fuck out of here, man. Yeah. Like, there is so much, right? That's with anything.
One of the shops was sold out by 4 a.m.
Well, there's five shops, right?
Yeah, but
and
exactly.
One of them was sold out by 4 a.m.
But that's the thing, man. Like, if you get sold out, it makes people, again, supply and demand, it makes people want to fucking go there, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying this is all just the marketing.
Oh, 100%, man. It's marketing.
Yeah, well, it's marketing. But at the same time, Manitoba only gave out five licenses, right? So they open, there's five shops. There's, you know, how many... Say you want alcohol, what is there, 150 stores? So
my favorite,
that doesn't run out,
my
right?
favorite is that one in this area. What's that place called? Tweed or something?
Tweed, yeah.
Yeah. So right next to it is like a fucking sleep country.
Sleep country?
Canada. Yeah. Just go there, just go to sleep right after that. Like, you know what would be sick if you open up just a nice like hot dog place? Hot dog stand right in front.
I think there is one there.
Is there?
Yeah. There's a hot dog stand.
The
there.
Best story I heard of the day was Girl Scout had a bunch of cookies to sell, lined up in front of the store, in front of the weed store, sold out in 45 minutes of all their cookies.
That's all you need.
That's fucking
right?
Smart.
Like, that's what you do as your fundraising smart. Right now.
You should
man.
Just buy a shit ton of samosas and just hand them out, man. Yeah.
That's a play right
just
now,
bare
man.
Bare hand.
Bare hand, yeah. Just hot bare hand right in my hand.
Right
no
your,
napkin, nothing,
right
but take this.
Right your
give me your cash. It's just all greasy, yeah.
So you mentioned crime. What was the other thing that you were talking about?
Tourism.
Tourism, yeah. We already here, especially in Manitoba, we see like a lot of the Americans coming and driving the 2 hours, whatever it is, to come to the bars, right?
Yep.
Because we had 18 to get into our bars, so we saw a lot of that. So
I definitely think
there's got to be weed weekends that these cats are planning for sure, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
2 hour drive?
I personally think the big thing is like crime. I think, I don't know what it is. I think something, it's going to go down. I honestly believe it, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
and that's my biggest thing. Like, that's why I'm okay with it. Like, if you can cut, you know, that shit out and that goes down, that's fine, man. Like,
and the problem with crime with marijuana is that it's usually just a kid or something, man.
It's a kid,
you know?
Man. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, crime rates, I don't know what's factored into a crime rate. Is someone that's driving and then, you know, you pull them over and it's some 18-year-old kid that just fucking doesn't know anything. Does that go into the, you know, reported crime rate? And do they get screwed over for the rest of their lives? Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe, right? If that doesn't happen, I don't see that as a problem. So they should go down, right?
So.
Moving on.
How do you guys feel about trolling?
How do I feel about trolling?
Yes.
I feel like you're very good at it.
I think I'm very good at it.
Oh, I know.
I think I...
Do you ever get kind of choked? Like,
No, I never do.
Do you ever get choked when... Not like choked, but kind of... You're like, okay, fuck you, man. When you know you're about to get trolled or you do something or say something... Like,
I've never felt like I was like, exactly what you're saying. You know what? Oh, fuck you, man. You won, right? You know what I mean? I've never felt that way. I always feel like I know how to hit someone's target. You know what I mean? I know how to hit someone's point of threshold.
I feel like you're a go down with the ship kind of guy. Like, even if you knew that you fucked up, you'd still go down with it and you'd own it.
I think, no, I don't know what it is. I just find it funny how people take things so much, like, personal, right?
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
You want a good trolling story?
Let's hear it. That's what we're on that topic about.
That's what we're on that topic about. So, back in high school.
Whoa.
Back. Way back.
B wasn't even born yet.
Shut up.
This is when you had a cassette tape. This is when Thriller came out.
You guys ever hear of 8-tracks? No, okay, so back in high school, emails out, that was the main way that everyone contacted everyone. So we'd have these email threads always going around and be
before
like...
Before you stop, can you imagine when the internet just happened and you're the first person to send a dick pic and like it just takes forever to load? I just wanted to say that.
Just one bar by one bar.
Yeah, one bar
you're
one
like,
by one.
What the fuck is this shit? It's coming up. You think it's like a finger?
Yeah.
Fucking little, like, anyway.
Oh, yeah, one by one is just like, you can't even fucking finish
anyway,
it.
Anyway,
go on. Interrupt this story for a dick pic update.
Go on.
Okay, so back to it. High school. We're sending emails around. This is how we contacted each other. This is how we talked about parties that were coming up. And we had a big party coming up. So we're all on there. We're like, okay, just toss on anyone on here that you, like, think would want to come to the party. We all do that. Someone puts their brother on there on the email list. So we're going around and we're just talking, boom, 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 party, party, party. And all of a sudden this guy comes online and he's like, excuse me, I don't know why you think that I'd want to go to your juvenile party. Keep in mind this guy's like 2 years older than us, this juvenile party. But I'd prefer if you guys did not send anything to my emails. And we're like, okay, that sounds so far so good. And then so we took him off the email list. We're like, okay, whatever. You want to be a jerk, we'll take you off. So we took him off the email list. And there was someone who just randomly replied. We haven't seen this person in years. They randomly replied, weren't up on the chain, accidentally sent another message to this guy. Then he comes back on. So this guy blew a gasket, and he's just like, listen here, you little motherfuckers. I told you, blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to be on this email chain. Someone sent me another email. Like, this is out. Like, the guy even apologized about it. He's like, oh, sorry, I didn't see that guy there. Apologized about it. It's like, I don't want to see any more emails that coming to me. I've got busy, important things to do. And then, like, he signed his, the email with, like, blah, blah, like his name.
Signature.
And then, like, his future degree designation. I think what he was going to be, like, a doctor or an engineer. Like, something, like, he was going to be a big deal in his own mind. He's like, yeah, so I don't have time for this. Like, I'm interning at this company. And we're just like... Dude, like, it was an honest mistake. Like, if you had just realized that, you know, we made a mistake and left it there, but you want to try to impress us by like putting your credentials on there, like, no one gives a fuck about your credentials, especially if you think that we're just a bunch of punk kids.
Especially when you don't even have them yet.
Well, that's the other part of it. That makes it
Let's
even better.
Talk about the actual fucking.
That's what I should put on my emails. North Korean president.
Yeah. To like elect. So obviously the next thing we do is just like you're saying, like you're talking about, like, it wasn't quite dick pics, but it's just like the most
that'd be crazy.
But it was like that. It was the most banal, like just most ridiculous things that we could find, crudest jokes, dirtiest pictures, and we just kept this guy on our email thread for the next like month and a half.
Oh, you guys just grilled him like
Yeah, I just flooded his inbox, man. Like, just would like that. The problem is when you people start taking themselves too seriously, that just fucking piss off.
Wait, like, so why did he think that he had the power to tell you guys to, like,
oh, because he was going to be an engineer.
Oh, okay.
And we were just dumb kids. Like, literally, he was 2 years older than us.
Let's look him up on Facebook.
You still have that email thread? Let me start it up again. I'd be on that list. That's crazy. I don't know, man. Trolling, like, I think trolling is just part of the whole game. You know what I mean? When it comes to even, like, sports related, right? You know, there's one time, I guess, I forget his handle, but just a bartender. You know, he's not one of our guests ever, but he was just a bartender, and he made some whiskey combination. I forget what it was. And I was like, man, that looks like trash. Just random trash. He goes, what do you know? You haven't tasted it. I'm like, by the looks of it, you know, it's going off yeah. of it. And then after that, maybe like 5 minutes later, it has nothing to do with the drink. He just fucking just roasted him, you know. And he just got so choked about it. And then he was just like, you know, the fact that he's coming back at me, I think it's fun, you know. Doesn't matter what it is.
Gives you that satisfaction.
Sports, like even today, Lakers play the Blazers. I was like, man, LeBron's trash, man. Best player in the world. LeBron's trash, man.
Yeah, you know.
LeBron's trash. Guy's getting choked. How's LeBron trash? He goes, eight car NBA final appearances. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, man, that's his last one last year, right? That's it. Fuck. What do you mean, man? He's going to go to the NBA finals this year. I was like, all right, man, if that's what you think.
No way.
Oh, what do you mean? I know, man, I know. You know, people just go off and you're just trying to have like just innocent banter, right? You know,
it's not innocent. You're just shit disturbing. What do you mean innocent banter? No,
like,
banter?
But it's okay. B, if I told you when we had that bet, right? And I was just like, Utah is shit. And then you go, how? We beat you. And I just go, they're still shit. You know what I mean? And then
you're like, fucking, look where Utah is. Fuck, there's nothing.
Yeah, then you just keep on going, right? You're just trying to defend it. Yeah. That's all it is, man. Like, you just try to get the upper hand on that other person.
I thought you were talking trolling in terms of, like, day-to-day trolling. Like, not, like, going online and, like, doing that. But being, like, say Bell comes in and he sits down and I'm like, what are you going to fucking drink your fruity ass shit again? If I say that, for example,
honestly,
right?
I do some trolling on a like personal basis.
Oh, I do more of that. Like when Bell walked in with he walked in with some cranberry juice. And like, that's what I was talking about is, do you ever think, oh, the trolling is coming? Do you know what I mean? So if we trolled him so much about that he always likes sugary drinks, the next time he walks in with like a Coke or like, you know, like some kind of juice or something, he predetermined before he puts it down.
He plans
out of the corner of his eyes, like, yo, these fucks are gonna, these motherfuckers are gonna say exactly. Some shit. You know what I mean?
Like every time I ever talk to any of you, what do you think?
See, there
no, you two assholes
you
are gonna
or
say
you make
some
a mistake
shit
or something. You know, like clapbacks coming at me.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. And then personal trolls are great, but honestly, I think just random people who like think they just run the world. Like, I think that's the best.
I think we just coined something right there. Personal troll.
A personal troll, man. I'm going to put that as one of my bio.
Trolls are known as more so like online and like just doing dumb saying like stupid shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But personal troll, that's like a new...
Like just walking by someone's grocery cart.
Does anyone out there anyone who's listening to this, do you guys have a personal troll that you know that's just on you all the time?
Just anything, you like stutter a bit, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck, can't even talk about
it. Fuck, I trolled someone at the grocery store today. I just thinking about it. I just trolled them today without even thinking about it.
What'd you do?
Like someone's grabbing a big tub of butter.
No.
And like,
so you know when you go to the grocery store and they kind of like, oh, we have the deal of the day, right? But the deal of the day was like women's deodorant. And I was like, you want me to get this deal? Would this deal benefit me? And they're just like, well, no, like I have to offer it.
Then right
what do
there
you mean?
Is just...
I'm like, why would I need that though?
Why couldn't you be buying it for your girlfriend, wife, daughter, mom,
no, man.
Cousin?
No, man. What am I going to do with it?
But what I'm saying is,
I just put
there's
them on
some
the spot.
People that buy.
But, okay, get this. So 5 minutes go by, and I'm just kind of giving them a hard time. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm just fucking with you. And he's like, oh, okay. Fucking tap it. You just walk out, man. That's it. It's fun, man.
I get that it's
people
fun
need to
for you. You think that guy was having fun when he was
listen, man. People
sitting here have to listen to your comedy routine.
People in life are just too sensitive, and they take everything way too serious. You got to enjoy life. You only live once, man.
That is a good sentiment. That is a good sentiment. You have to enjoy life, but I feel like you're enjoying life at someone else's expense.
Yeah, it's called bullying. I'm a full supporter. I'm a full supporter of the bullying campaign. We gotta bring old school back, man. I feel like A lot of these kids are just being sensitive. Everything's sensitivity, man. Oh, don't. How do you feel about that? What the fuck your feelings, man? This guy fucking tried to fight me today, man. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean?
Who tried to fight you? The cashier? Because he trolled him so fucking hard?
I'm just saying in general. Like, kids these days, it's more of like, hey, how do you feel? Who gives a shit how you feel, man? You're just 6 years old, man. You don't know what feelings is.
So I take it that you're not going to be the type of father that like is going to make his kid like a special meal when it's time for like dinner or whatever. Because I keep talking.
What do you mean special meal? Save shit every day.
Well, I keep talking to like all these people who are like, oh well, like we'll have our rice and chicken or whatever, and
it's
our
shitty ass
or
meal,
a salad.
Man.
It's delicious. What are you talking about? And then be like, but. Like so and so, like little Jimmy only eats grilled cheese sandwiches, so we make him a grilled cheese sandwich.
No, I would never
time.
Do that. I think that's the worst thing you could do for a kid. You give him special treatment on food. Oh, he only eats fucking bread and butter on it or some shit, right?
No, prison man. Meal.
He's gonna eat what we eat, man. He's gonna, and that's how it is. That's how I grew
eat
up.
Eat what we eat, drink what we drink, man.
Yeah, man.
That's, you
he's
know
gonna
what?
Eat
hey,
what we
you're
eat. He's
to the
gonna
choir.
Drink what we drink. My son.
You might have to smoke what we smoke, too, at this point.
Man. It's legal now, man. It's legal now.
We do coke together, man. So what if he goes to school with his nose bleeding?
Stop whining about your nose bleeds, you little punk kid.
Yeah, kidding.
What do you guys think about spice in kids, then? Because I keep hearing the same thing. Like I said, these kids are getting different meals. And
is
like
that Indian people, like...
See, it's not. I don't know. Is it a cultural thing? Is what I was going to ask you to
spice in kids?
Yeah, because a lot of parents restrict their kids from eating spices or
spice
whatever.
Is good for you though.
What? I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of that?
Spice is very good for you.
I've never heard about that. Parents have been.
Have you talked to like parents outside like your cultural demographic?
It's not time for the minority list yet, man. No, I haven't.
This is my theory. Like, I feel like parents these days, like new, you know, younger parents, right, who have kids that are going to school now, I feel like they're trying to do what their parents, they're trying to do the opposite of what they were taught. Oh, you know, I never want to yell at my kid. I never want to do this to my kid. I always want to be there for him and everything like that, right? And I feel like that being said, later on when they grow up, they're so used to having somebody there. The independency is gone, right? They're always dependent on something there. Oh, I need someone to be here. What happens when you know what I mean? Like, I'll tell you this right now. Like, how many games did your parents go to in basketball or anything in general? Or attended in general?
He's young.
Like, my games, like, when I actually, like, had...
Yeah.
Games and stuff?
Yeah, like how many times did they attend?
There's been years that my dad would probably be there most of the games.
Okay.
But then definitely times where I would just go with like other parents or
right.
like they would pick me up or something.
And you were okay with that?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah. And what about you?
Yeah, I don't know if they've gone to one yet.
Yeah. So my parents went to both of my brothers more. Like almost every game. But when it came to me, it was like very seldom.
Yeah, your brothers were really good, though.
No.
That might have something to do with it right there.
No. Maybe they wanted to go watch some skill. No. You know, out
please.
There.
Please.
You just got personal trolled, man. PT'd.
Please. Please.
You got PT'd.
Please, buddy. At least mine showed up to one game.
Oh.
Anyways, so I feel like, you know, like to me, like when anytime. Let's say, don't get me wrong, they came to like the very few games. If they were there, I didn't like them being there. Because
kind
I never
of
played properly.
Bit,
it throws
yeah.
you off. You're just like, hey, he's going to watch.
See, you two sound like a bunch of millennials right now. Throws you off, man. But, shouldn't see anyone else besides who's on the court, man.
But one thing I'm thinking about what you're saying is because you're just saying kids in general are just like dependent on that or whatever, right?
I think they are.
Do you think that's not an argument you can really make anymore just because everything is just in front of them, man?
But
like,
I think,
for example...
But I think sometimes being self-taught is lost. That art is lost.
But is that possible? But is it possible or even needed now? That's the thing. 'Cause it's
100%
like,
is needed.
But is it, though? Because think about it. Like, say I'm in school, you know, in the in the 80s, for example.
Yeah.
And I'm going to write an essay, for example.
Yeah.
Back then, if I need 10 sources for that essay, I'm in the library 2-3 days going over everything, citing it. You know how long that takes?
Yeah, I've experienced that.
But nowadays...
I've experienced that myself.
Nowadays, I can just search it, and I have it immediately.
Yeah.
Or if I want to see what the latest news is, it's in my hand. Or whatever it may be. What if I want to, you know, grab a flight, I can do it on my phone. I don't have to go and... you know, be self-sufficient and go to this place to book it. No,
that's fine.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Is it that all the technology and what there is kind of has, there's no need to be that old school
way? That's a great point, B. That's a great
point. Like, does it benefit you?
Like, you make a great point, right? Like, again, I've experienced both sides of this. Like, I'm in the middle.
Yeah, Beast's calling you a dinosaur, man.
I've experienced doing, you know, you needed 10 sources for it.
Yeah.
Go to the library. I've done that.
Yeah.
Okay, go online and search it. I've done both, right?
MLA format.
Yeah, exactly. God, but damn. what I'm trying to get, like what you're trying to say, I understand.
Basically what I'm saying is...
Just call them old. Just say it, man.
What
just
I'm
say
saying
it.
Is it their fault, essentially?
No.
Can it be any other way is what I'm saying? Or is it now, is it just that way that it is
no,
now?
Like for, I think you're kind of not seeing what I'm trying to say. What you're saying is totally right. I feel like it's part of our culture now. It's there, right? I couldn't tell you how to fucking book a flight back in the day. I didn't even know. I asked somebody. Right. They're like, yeah, a travel agent. I'm like, oh, holy people actually
fuck,
use that,
that
shit? Like, I felt like that. I was like, oh, what is this? A CD player? What the fuck is that? You know what I mean? Like, and, but I mean, what I'm trying to say is I feel like sometimes as a parent, they just protect their kid way too much. I think the kid needs to understand mistakes in order to gain. And I feel like a parent doesn't want to give their kid any mistakes that they experienced when they grew up.
So a lot of times...
And I think that's the issue right there.
A lot of times they're sheltered from actually like what you were saying before, learning from a mistake. Having an experience that may be dangerous.
Correct.
But at least that way they actually learn and they see and they know next time, whoa, yeah. That's not anything I'm going to mess with.
Correct. And I personally feel mistakes are always, it's always a gain for you in the long run rather than the short run, right? Okay, I made a mistake. You know, I didn't mean to, I don't know, fuck. I didn't, you know, I didn't study. I made a mistake. Okay, later on, you're going to study more and learn from it, right? Or, you know, hey, I shouldn't have fought that guy. I should have done it differently. But the fact that, you know, you get your parents... as, you know, younger parents, they're telling you, well, maybe talk about your feelings, talk about this. It's like, well, no, that doesn't relate to the situation. What you're trying to do is you're just trying to see what's going on in my mind. But you may think my mind is different, but I may think I'm normal, right? Like, for example, when I'm driving, I'm always thinking of punchlines and funny shit, right? Sometimes you can hear me. So if the random person next to me in the car is like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Why is he talking to himself? Why is he saying all this shit? Is he weird? No.
Is he weird?
Schizophrenic.
Maybe. Yeah. Is he schizophrenic? No. That's just how my mind works, right? It's not normal. It's not. I think it's normal.
Okay. So right? let me give you a scenario and you tell me what's more beneficial. Okay. From your own personal standpoint. Okay. So we're in this scenario now where we've got these ovens, and we've got smart ovens. So anytime you get close to them, if you put your hand towards the element, they automatically like cool off. You're never going to really burn your hand, yeah. Right? So in this scenario, I guess it's what B's saying is like, okay, so you let the kid play. It's fine if they go play around the oven because there's no chance that they're going to
it's
not going to burn their hand, right? Whereas the old school way, or you could have an oven that's not a smart oven where, yeah, if it gets hot, they burn their hand. And what you're saying is they're going to learn, touch the oven, they're not going to touch it again. Is that more beneficial from having the smart oven where, like, the kid just loses that archaic skill that they don't need going forward because they could always just keep buying smart ovens? Or is it more beneficial that they actually learn that that element's going to be hot?
Well, I think in general, even if you have the smart oven, you should just tell them, hey, stay away from that. It's not... It's a place where you just don't play, right? I think you can take a piece of the old and still use things in the new. That's what I'm trying to get at these days, right? So yeah, you're right. They could be near it, touch it, they could sit on it, lick it for all you want, right?
But no, don't lick it.
But again, at the same time, the aspect is, hey, you shouldn't be around something like that that's, you know, very powerful. You never know, right? You could get hurt, things like that, right?
It's just, do you like, say it's a point where everyone has it. Is it even something you even have to say? That's kind of the thing, right? Because if it gets to that point where, you know, there's certain things you just don't even have to say anymore because it's...
No, you're right.
Right? If it's like 100, in a perfect world, it was 100% like adoption rate, for example, right? Yep. Then it's like, well, why would I have to tell them that when, you know, if every car was self-driving car and 100% of the time it got home.
Then go ahead, text and drive.
Do you have to tell your kid to not text and drive? Probably not, right? So I think a lot of stuff, like, obviously we're not, I don't think there's any aspect where we're at 100%. So 50-50, 64, whatever is probably the best split. But I think we will be at a time where certain things that we used to learn or do or whatever, it's just kind of by the wayside, man. I think that's just how it goes.
I think where I'm trying to get at is you got to take a piece of what you've been brought up with and you combine it with what you want to have in there. So you want to mix the two, right? And when your kids grow up, they want to have what you mix with something they mixed with, right? It could be something... Doesn't matter what it is. And then, you know, when they have kids, I feel like that's how it should be.
That natural kind of preferably evolution, right? Well,
it's Crown and Coke Zero now. You know what I mean? Yeah. There was no Coke Zero back then. Now it's Crown and
that.
Coke Zero.
You guys learned that from me today.
Right? There you go.
I got a question kind of playing off what you guys are talking about here. So this is going to hit you a little bit from left field, so you might have to take a minute to think about it. But talking about technology and starting to blend some of these things, what's the biggest convenience right now if we had a techno wizard in the garage who could just be like, yo, I'm going to whip this up for you.
Techno wizard.
What is it that you need me to whip up? What can I make you some technology to address? What is your own personal thing, Nick, that if you had a technological solution, I can't believe I can still say that after these sips, technological solution to a problem that would come up.
So what, some kind of innovation, basically?
Yeah. Brand new innovation that addresses something that you've personally want addressed right now. Like for me, a lead in is, and I'll tell you right now, a lead in for me would be like, kind of like you got your fridge and you toss in a whole bunch of like ingredients in it. So if you put your chicken in there, you put your beef, your veggies in there, whatever, and you just go up to it, kind of like the whole microwave thing. And you're just like, I need like, boom, stir fry, or I need like barbecue or something like that.
As long as you have the ingredients that you need in there,
yeah,
it can whip it up.
Yeah, right? Like it kicks it out and like,
and
boom.
Say you have your phone and those ingredients are already in there and you're like coming home from somewhere.
Oh, for sure.
How crazy would that
so
be?
By the time you get home from like ball or something, like you're like, oh, I didn't cook before I left. But now you're just like, boof, 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 boof. Hey, Siri.
That's actually dope. Yeah,
I need a stir fry. Make it spicy. With beef.
What do you got?
Pineapple.
My biggest thing has always been, like just being in places like randomly, like teleportation, for example.
Siri came on. She was listening.
You know you can't do that yet. You're trying to do that already?
I tried it, man.
There's nothing in your fridge.
It sounds
man.
So tasty.
Mine would be teleportation for sure. Because how dope would that be if we're sitting right here, especially if it's cost effective? Say it's like $400, $500, normal airline fare, and we're like, man, there's this podcast event, you know, tomorrow. We want to go, but we might have to, you know, we can't get there and back quick enough, or we're not packed, or we're not whatever.
So you're willing to shut down the airline business?
Oh, I don't care. It's just travel. I don't care about the airline. Fuck them. But anyway, if we were sitting right here and the event was tomorrow at 2, we could immediately be in Vegas. You know, how amazing would that be?
Take a nice big shit before you go.
You could go to Vegas, want to take a shit?
Come back home.
Come back to your own house. Within 10 minutes, you're back.
That's what I do.
But speaking actually, like if you could, if teleportation was a thing, it would be, like, think about it. If you're sitting at home Saturday night and your boss is like, hey, you got, you know, this whatever happened, you're off on Sunday. And there's a good Sunday nighter or it's NBA Sunday for Christmas or something like that. And you buy tickets and you know, immediately you're there at the arena watching the game or something. Like, How incredible would that be?
This guy wants to leave his family on Christmas, man. Fucking Scrooge over here, man.
Good thing I'll be back in. I can be back in 10 seconds, man. That's the thing.
You're gonna watch the game for 10 seconds.
I can go watch the game and be back home for dinner, man. That's what I'm saying. How incredible is that?
All right,
I think I'm the only one who is that happy about that. But.
Teleportation. Anyway. Hey, that's pretty slick. Getting back and forth, man. Get crunked on 5 different continents at a time. But I wouldn't want it open to everyone. I wouldn't want it open to anyone. And plus, I don't want anyone teleporting into my house, man.
Well, yeah, there's obviously restricted shit. You can't just go to the air teleportation, aka Air Canada or WestJet or whatever it may be. There's obviously places you can't go, man.
But it would
you can't go Area 51, man.
Plus, like, if you're talking about, if you open it up to everyone and then, like, Vegas would just be packed all the time or, like, wherever you want to go would be super packed.
Would it be, though? $500? Is that...
Oh, yeah. Oh, money, I see man. What you're saying. I
you
see what you're saying.
Right?
You're just saying that travel is mad quick.
People go to Vegas now, right? Yeah. You said travel, you're there, $500. But are you the night before ready to spend $1,500 in spending cash? I don't know, man.
Oh, I got you.
Right?
I got you. All right, Nick, you're up.
I think mine's going to be a little bit more realistic. I can see yours, like, but it's we have so much.
Oh, it's like it's like a night and day, yeah.
Yeah, it's far away. But hey, but you know what's crazy though? Like, we have driverless cars.
Yeah.
So who would have thought we had that, right? You know what I mean?
Like this Hyperloop thing never gets off the ground.
You never think that, and it's like
there's a lot of crazy shit that we're seeing right now.
I agree. So I'm gonna go a little bit.
Best line ever, right there. You know what, man? I just think there's just so many things, man. Just end it right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, go.
No. I wish there's always an alternative when it comes to music, right?
Okay.
So instead of now, CDs.
Yes,
you
CDs.
People used to buy albums. Now you can just stream them, right? TV shows, you have your own content these days.
Oh, yeah.
But movies that come out, you can just have movies at the, palm of your hand, pay, let's say, $25 for it, and you can just have it at your house, connected to your, PS4 or whatever, just like how Netflix is. Click whatever the movie you want to see, and then boom, it's right there.
So you're talking about like new releases, like fresh in
brand
theater,
brand
instead of going to the theater, like boom, you're showing it up at your house at
100%,
home.
100%, man.
Have the crew over, do your own premiere, get them to walk the red carpet.
100%, man.
VIP.
What more would be better than that, right?
Well, that is the most realistic idea.
Yeah.
Teleportation solves all of your guys' things.
Go watch it in Hollywood.
Solves it.
I actually had an argument. Another thing is, you know how there's reviews for everything? Websites. There's reviews for restaurants. There's reviews.
Teachers. Boobs.
Boobs. Rate teachers.
My boobs. Yo.
Tire places.
I remember that website, actually. I haven't thought of that in so long.
Yeah, I'm going to go on there after.
You just click side to side, right?
F.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I'm going to go on that after.
A+.
But you can, there's rates for everything, being a waiter, being everything, teachers, everything. Yep. Why isn't there a rating system for pilots?
Because I think you're just stuck with who you get, though. Like, pilots are such rare commodity.
How come you don't? It doesn't tell you who's your pilot.
Well, they tell you at the start of every flight.
But that's every flight.
Welcome on the flight to
Vegas. What if you can do it before you book the flight? Oh, who's the pilot for this flight? Oh, Dr. fucking John or flight attendant John or whatever his name is, right? You see him, you see his rating. Okay, his fucking landing rating's brutal, man. Fuck that, right?
And what are you going to do? That's the only guy flying from New York to Denver.
Rates should go differently. Right? That's what I think they should.
That's only going to work with supply, though. And, like, basically right now, the pilot industry is get who you get, man.
It's a private industry.
Yeah, and how is that fair for us? How do we know that?
There's a lot of shit that's not fair for us, but you have to be able to influence the company into trying to leverage that.
People
aren't willing not to fly, though.
How do you know that person is good?
You don't. But what I'm saying is,
that's the problem.
What are you going to do?
It's private, though. It's a private industry.
What are you going to do, not fly? If people are willing to not fly with a certain pilot,
we'll be teleporting soon.
Then you can start.
Yeah.
Then you will start to see, okay, well, the pilot actually does matter. But no one's going to be like, oh, I'm not going to fly. I want to get to New York. I want to get there by tomorrow. But I'm not going to fly.
Yeah, but nobody thinks like that, though.
And Stacey, that's my point. So they're not going to. So even having a rating and shit, that's not going to influence whether or not you fly with that person.
It would just cause more. Like, I think it would cause more drama and
That's like your Uber, man. Look at your Uber guy. You see his ratings. Yeah, shit, but you can see all
you
that.
You can
shit.
Take another Uber guy, and in big cities, there's always going to be an Uber guy, but there's not always going to be the next pilot that'll fly you there on the
same
night.
That's the next thing. There's Airbnb. You see the rating on that. The fucking host on that shit.
If you
see if it's good or not. Next thing is flights, man.
Yeah, but
sure,
also,
if you had 10 million pilots, then maybe you can start doing this kind of
Uber's
shit.
Uber's going to have its own flights. You see the rating on that shit, man.
Uber We're talking about air taxis Uber and shit, teleport. But you're not going to have your own flights.
I think that's, you know what? I think that's the next thing, man. Someone's going to buy some planes. You're going to be like, hey, you want to be a pilot on the side? Fuck it.
You want to be so you're willing to fly with a guy who's like, I'm going to be a pilot on the side.
Obviously, you got to have your license for it. But I mean, like, someone wants to do it on the side, you know, hey, gets a few dollars.
Yeah, I normally work at Olive Garden, but I'm trying to make some extra money. Why don't you let me fly you to fucking
like
Vegas?
This guy's talking like a stoner, man. Why are you putting a stoner voice
that's
on?
That's not a stoner voice. That's my pilot voice.
Just because the shit's legalized today, you're just...
speaking of flights, I got this email.
You're tripping, bro, man. You're tripping.
I got this email. It's called Enlist. Have you heard of it?
No, I'm not on the Enlist.
No, so it's called Enlist, and basically, I got an invitation for it, and it's regarding like private flights. So they're giving me a package. I'm not fucking taking it.
How are you not?
Yeah, fuck that.
You still fly commercial like a champ?
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's how it works is it's 10 grand for the year.
Okay, good so far.
So you got to pay 3,000 for just to be like. What's the term? I guess that's like a loyalty fee or something like that.
Okay, like kind of like your credit card fees or whatever.
Yeah, if you want to call that. Yeah. So it's that, and basically you can fly. Not you can fly, but you could take it wherever you like, anywhere in North America.
How often?
You could take it once a week, basically.
Well, I don't know, boys. This is starting to sound not too
bad.
But
it's 10 grand. But like, so if us three want to do it, so obviously it's 10 grand, 13 grand in total. Per person, right? So,
okay, so right within our budget.
But I mean, like, the thing is, with that, you bypass everything.
Yeah, and you look like a pimp,
right?
Yeah, and then you bypass it only to fucking.
So
you can't. That's stupid, man. You can't do that on airplanes. Like, then you have other people with you or something. That just
see. That's my question.
It's not. It's
no,
not
you're gonna
safe.
Have other people.
It's
with
not
you.
Safe, yeah, man.
Do they get to come with
it's
you?
It's not safe. That's the problem.
Do they like?
Well, yeah,
can we bring our buddies?
It's not 100.
Like, if we're like,
planes.
Oh, we're doing the pod in Vegas, can we load up our plane and go there? Or does everyone has to be a private member?
No, no. You can bring people, but I think it's like $100 per person or something like that.
Okay. Well, we just get a few people and we tell them it's like a G a person, and then we'll pay off this 13,
yeah,
no problem, man.
But who wants to spend a grand, man, when you're on a private plane like that?
Oh, people, we tell them it's a party plane, it's part of an experience.
This is a fucking soul
you gotta
plane,
come
man.
On. We'll do a live podcast on there. You get some booze. So we can make this money back, I think. I think we can run this right now. We're going to have a private plane next year, man.
I like how this turned into you.
Isn't that the whole point of this cast, man?
No, I'm just telling you a story, man. Like, I was just going to say, how would you feel about that if you're just like, you know what, maybe I should just do that. Would you take full advantage of it?
It's essentially, you're just basically saying, like, you're... If you travel or if you, you know...
Is it worth it? Would it be worth it?
Is it worth paying basically up front?
13 grand for all these flights.
Essentially kind of up front.
How often are you flying?
Yeah.
If I was flying private, I'd be flying a lot more often, I'll tell you that.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Would you, like, if you had that opportunity, would you be using that as like...
And
hey,
how long does that last for?
It's for a year. It's a year thing.
I think they could sell that to people. Because I definitely think there's people, even middle class or working class, that for 1 year of their life, not every year, maybe 2 years, something like that, 1 year. You know how like people finish college or school or something? It's like, man, I want to travel here. You'll probably spend, man, like if you're actually going a lot of places, you could spend close to that. But if that, you know, 10 grand to 13 grand, whatever it may be, gets you, I think you could sell it to probably one person, maybe a one-time purchase per person or something. Like, I think it would work, but it's pretty unrealistic to have, you know, unlimited flights for the ultra rich that, you know, have for the next 15 years, because they already have that, right?
Yeah, they have it. Exactly.
So they already have it. So I think you could definitely do probably like once or twice, or like you travel a lot. So maybe, you know, in the times you travel a lot, maybe you do have it or whatever it may be, right? Mm-hmm. But
I think that's on a bucket list right there. Just to get on a private plane and just...
How dope would that
just
be?
Just trashing,
you just know,
a private plane is on
or,
the bucket
or
list.
Or actually, if you could do like a plan on there, mm-hmm. like a payment plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then if it's like 13 grand and you could pay it over like, I don't know.
Bro.
I'm pretty sure.
Like
bro,
4 or 5 bro. Years.
If you have to do that a payment plan,
yeah, you're not on the list.
No, but
if you got to do a payment plan, yeah. you
no,
can.
If you got to ask if you're on the list, you're not on the
yeah.
list.
Okay, yeah, but that makes – see, you're trolling now. That makes no sense, though, because why if you want to do that?
Yeah.
So, you know, then for $160 bucks a month or something, you can.
I think right? it would be nice, so. Like, just do that once. Go to fly it to Vegas. Go watch a boxing or UFC event.
Yeah,
you know, something crazy. And just, you know, have a good time. Get trashed, come back home, just trashed, and you're good, man. Leave that flight. Folks, it's my favorite time of the podcast. The Minority Power Rankings. Love
Shit, it's
it.
Back. It's
cue
back.
The music, cue that banger. Bow, 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 bow. Love it. All right.
Insert air.
Let's get straight to it, okay? Number 5, I got Pusha T. Pusha T.
At number 5.
Number 5. The reason why I got Pusha T is because he literally went on Joe Budden's podcast and basically threw out who gave him the leak for Drake's kid.
Oh, shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he killed him because it was like it was done. No one was talking about it anymore.
Yep.
And he basically said, because I don't think you've heard this.
No, I have
he
no
went
idea
on
what
there
he's going to say.
And he basically said, because you know that shop interview with LeBron and LeBron?
So there's a show called The Shop. It's basically, it's on HBO. I think it's episode 2 now. But what they talk about is just athletes. LeBron will, it's a barbershop theme, right? Mm-hmm. So they sit there. LeBron will bring athletes over. So like episode 1 was like Odell Beckham and what's her name? The girl from WNBA. Fuck, I forget her name, man. But anyways.
Like John Stewart or something.
There's
like
John
that.
Stewart on there. Few, yeah. Like, they'll mix it up like that. Yeah. So I think
Candace Parker.
Candace Parker, yeah. That's what I was trying to get at, yeah. And I think this episode had Drake on there, right?
It was Drake and LeBron, and essentially Drake saying, like, he's basically what he's saying is, you know, he trusted Kanye, and Kanye just told everything about his kid or whatever. And Push came back. He's like, well, I don't know why you're going at Kanye for. It was 40, your producer, who put all this stuff out. He says that apparently there was this girl that 40 was sleeping with, and like he would talk to her 10, 12, 13 hours a day about everything. And they got the information from 40 and her. So like his best friend, his right hand, who's done everything for him. Apparently that was who leaked.
That was
stuff.
The leak.
So
like he didn't even realize what he was doing.
Push at number 5.
Or did he? Oh wow.
Push at number 5.
Push at number 5. All right, I got number 4 for you. Super Bowl halftime show got rejected by Rihanna because she's showing support for Colin Kaepernick. So I'm putting Riri at number 4.
Why?
Because she's showing support for Colin Kaepernick, and also
is it?
She's from Barbados.
Okay.
Just for Barbados.
So she
that's pretty big though, man. Are Rihanna doing that?
Is this Super Bowl show halftime show a big deal?
Oh yeah. Huge.
Still a big deal, man.
Big deal, I think.
Still
I
a big know. Deal. Tons of publicity. Everyone's watching the Super Bowl.
Who did it last
Ratings
year?
Ratings are insane.
Who did it last year?
Beyonce.
No, she didn't.
You sure?
Yeah.
It could have been Beyonce, man.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, Justin Timberlake, no?
No.
I'm pretty sure it was Justin Timberlake, bro. It was Justin. And the performance was ridiculous.
And the year
before
that was Beyonce.
Do you remember that performance?
No, I don't even remember who it is.
He did the skywalk, man. Remember? Because it was in Minneapolis at US Bank or whatever. He did the skywalk. And he was like performing in the middle of the suspended in the air. That shit was crazy.
In the suit and tie, man. He brought sexy back. Do you not remember that?
Yeah, that was actually big.
No, I don't remember that.
But I think that's pretty big, Rihanna rejecting it.
What's the biggest show that you'd reject for a friend that you would turn down?
BET Awards.
You're just scared of getting shot, man.
No, it's not like that anymore.
And number.
Then who'd want to go, man? It's soft as fuck.
So what was that, number 4?
We got number 3, B.
Number three, I got to put him up there. A little bit of a... He's been a little in and out of the news. I say he's always in there. I think we got to put Floyd Money Mayweather on there this week.
Ooh, he was on my list too. Nice pick.
It seems like he's always kind of in the groove now. You think he's out of there, and anything I see on Instagram from him and stuff, I can just tell how he's a smart businessman. How much money he made from that McGregor fight, now he wants Khabib, and then he's saying McGregor him number two, and it's so great because he knows he's going to make 120, 130 mil off the fight. All these guys want to fight him because they want to, you know...
They want that paycheck.
That too, that mainly, but they also want a shot at the 52, whatever, his 50-0 mm-hmm. record. Mm-hmm. But the big thing is, there's no fucking chance in hell that you're going to beat him. You're an amateur boxer going up against him, right?
Well, that's what's super crazy, especially by Khabib. And Khabib's the one who called him out.
He called him out. And right? Apparently that's going down.
That's right? What Mayweather says. And he says, like you were saying, he's saying that he could easily clear 200 against Khabib.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's insane. It's insane to think that Khabib sought him out after all that. So you're talking about him being a businessman.
Yeah.
Like, that's just right
that's
up his alley, man.
That's an opportunity to make 20% of $1 billion in, you know, an hour fight.
This is kind of a side note. You guys know who Canelo Alvarez is? The guy who beat Triple G?
Yeah.
So basically he just signed the largest contract in sports history. He signed for 5 years, $365 million.
What?
Yes.
That's with like Dan's or DAZN whatever it is?
DAZN. So he's exclusive fights. He's basically with Golden Boy Promotions, right? With Oscar De La Hoya. But all his fights are going to be DAZN exclusive.
Who the fuck's paying him?
Man, he's big money. He's top fighter right now. He beat Triple G. Triple G is
like
top
all
fighter.
These paper.
100 mil?
Well, all these streaming sites are doing it so they could have exclusive rights to it. And
so,
they were saying the guy from ESPN is involved, the former guy, Skipper,
one.
Or whatever his name
man,
is.
We might have to put him number one right there. That's
so
crazy.
So, side note here. He makes $6 million in a month. He makes $197,000 in a day. He makes $7,000 in an hour, and he makes basically $1.38. He makes $138 a minute. Is that crazy? Or
woo,
woo!
That's actually unbelievable.
Yeah,
makes you kind of sad.
Number two,
it actually
number two. I got Kanye West.
Kanye's back on the list. He's moving up the list.
He is back.
It's Kanye
moving
back.
Up.
Kanye back.
So the reason why I have Kanye West on the list is due to him going to Africa. He went to Ghana.
What?
And get this. He gave basically everyone Yeezys.
He gave everyone Yeezys.
And guess what color he gave them?
Take
a wild guess. What
was
color?
It like dirt color?
Take a wild guess what color it is.
Oh, I'm hoping they're black.
Nope. Nope.
White.
They are white.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
All white Yeezys?
All white Yeezys. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a video of him. I guess he went to some school there in some village, right? And, you know, they're singing songs.
Seems
very
like a
nice.
Seems like a proper like thing to do.
Very nice.
Is it there anyway?
Oh, yeah. Like, kids are singing the songs, and I guess Kim K is there filming Kanye just trying to bop his head to the own thing. And all you hear is Kanye come up to the phone. He goes, hey, get closer. I want you to hear my rap to this track. He's trying to rap over these little kids doing traditional like
what?
African.
Yeah. I never saw this.
Yeah, it's on Instagram. So he's you hear that, but like kids are, you know, singing traditional, you know, African songs. You hear it in movies and stuff like that. Like, but he's just like, yeah, I'm trying to rap over it. Fucking hilarious, man.
That's his next album for sure.
And
Some gospel shit,
yeah. So he basically gave everyone a pair of Yeezys, all white, to...
That's not good, man.
No, like, no, it's crazy.
Like, I don't know about, like, all I know is, like, my perception of Ghana, and it's, like, a lot of, like, isn't there, like, a lot of, like, dirt and, like...
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I just feel like those shoes are just, you know, a couple walks and it's over.
Man. It's, it doesn't make any
sense.
Pretty
dope, though.
Is it?
I think so.
It's questionable what he's doing right now.
You think there's an ulterior motive there? You think it's image rebuilding or what? Put your name on
it. No. I don't think it has to do with any of that. I think he's just a grown man with a child mentality. I think that's what it is. I think he's trying to do good things, but again, like a lot of these artists are saying, like, "Hey, man, fuck you, man," to Kanye. Crazy. Chris Brown, even T.I. Swiss Beats. T.I. was just like, "Man, I wish I had nothing to do with you ever in my life."
Really?
Big. Holy that's shit. Huge. Snoop, obviously, Snoop just says fuck you to everybody, right? Like, all these artists.
Well, Snoop just forgave him.
Yeah, but come on, man. I think Diddy said something about it. Who cares? But Diddy's no better, man. He's in that mix, man. He's no better.
According to Eminem, Diddy ordered that hit and got his friend killed, man.
Yeah. Apparently that was a joke, though.
Just kidding, yeah. Says Eminem.
Comes a stoner again.
Hey, man. Bro, man, just chillax. So let's recap. The recap coming in at number 5 on the minority power rankings was
Pusha T.
Coming in at number 4 on the minority power rankings was Rihanna. Coming in at number 3.
Why do you keep everything coming in, man? Wouldn't you just say 4? Just do the countdown.
Why'd you gotta break up my flow, man?
Because, man, that's not a flow. That's just, you're just dragging on, man. You're waiting. Don't ruin these people's bandwidth, man. Just get it.
Number 4 on the minority power rankings was Rihanna. Number 3 on the minority power rankings, Floyd Money Mayweather.
Floyd.
Number 2 on the minority power rankings, Kanye West. Up from number 3.
Easy. You think he's going to do some shit to make it number 1 next week?
Uncle Yee. I think he's going to get to number 1.
He might do something.
Everyone calls him Uncle Yee now.
What?
Instead of Uncle Tom.
All the kids.
Oh.
Anyway.
Maybe I just call him that. Number 1.
Number 1 on the minority power rankings. Jose Cuervo.
Who the fuck's that?
The tequila, man. How much tequila I drank this week? Woo-wee. Always a good time. That guy shows up to a party, good time. You go out to the club, guess who's always there?
Jose.
That's right.
Yeah, but he can't. So he's going to be number 1 every week or what?
Hey, you have a bad week with tequila. You know that guy's going to drop off the list for man.
That's fucking true.
Tequila drunks are probably the worst kind of drunks to be, man.
Yeah, especially when you got that Splenda packed in there.
That's the other thing. It's super hard to get a nice, sweet tequila cocktail. Tequila Sunrise is the only real thing I get.
Tequila Pineapple's good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll find out. Next drink on Thirst World Problems. Recapping the minority power rankings, at number 5, we
King
had...
King! Push!
At number 4, we had...
Rihanna.
At number 3, we had...
Money.
At number 2, we had...
Easy.
Uncle.
Up from number 3. And at number 1, we had my boy, your boy.
I'll take it.
Why is he number
1? Jose
Cuervo.
What did he do?
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.